everyone. This is Chris Koenig with Dev Radio. Today we have Casey Watson. He's a principal at Excolo Group here in Dallas. I've known Casey for a while now. He's pretty well known in the local developer community, real active. Hey, how's it going, Casey?
I'm doing good, Chris. How about yourself?
Doing great, doing great. Enjoying all of this cooling off weather here in North Texas. It's been crazy hot for too long. It's great to have it cooling off for us a little bit.
Cooling off to the 80s, right?
Yeah, cooling off to the 80s, yeah. Like it ever gets really cold here. And now, I know you've spent a lot of time recently, over the past couple of years at least, working with Amazon and their different cloud technologies. But we were chatting the other day, and you said you're now a convert to Windows Azure. So I'd be real curious to kind of hear your story about, you know, how you got there, how Azure's working for you, and, you know, just what's up in the cloud.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, Chris. I've been working with Amazon's EC2 platform or Elastic Cloud, Compute Cloud platform here for the last few years. I was actually responsible for designing and building a build platform that we decided to roll out to this new thing called the cloud. And at the time, that was Amazon's Elastic Compute Cloud. So we did that for a while, and it was a very interesting experience. It was my first exposure to the cloud. But about 6 months ago, I had the chance to really take a deep dive into Azure and get a better understanding of Microsoft's Azure platform and what they had to provide in contrast and comparison to Amazon's EC2 cloud. And what I found actually really surprised me. I had dealt with Amazon primarily and their infrastructure as a service story for quite some time. And
so for our listeners who may be a little bit new to some of the stuff that's going on, maybe you could tell us, you know, a little bit about what infrastructure as a service is, what you mean by that.
Sure thing, Chris. So Amazon kind of pioneered the infrastructure as a service story, and the idea here is that you would be able to go online and choose from a catalog of VMs of bare metal hands-on virtual machines, and you could pick one, deploy to the cloud in one of their data centers, and then have complete, you know, remote desktop access to the client itself. And that's what's referred to as infrastructure as a service. It's bare metal. Amazon handles the hardware, the load balancing, and sometimes the licensing for the operating system. But as far as the platform, the software, the drivers, everything else is concerned, that's completely on the user. That's okay. The infrastructure as a service story.
So I can set up a virtual machine and put whatever I want on there and just sort of rock and roll from there.
That's exactly right. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because with infrastructure as a service, I, the developer, the user, are responsible for everything, for making sure my software works, for making sure everything's correct. But I do have complete control. Azure, in contrast, basically got started with the platform as a service story. And platform as a service kind of builds on top of infrastructure as a service. They provide the .NET platform, the monitoring, the load balancing, everything around deploying your application to the cloud. So for a long time, that was the main point of difference between the two different platforms. And that's a big reason that we chose Amazon at first was because we needed that sort of process. Recently, over the course of the last 6 months, Azure and Amazon have kind of started to overlap in those different areas. So Azure has a really great infrastructure as a service offering now that's actually, in a lot of ways, a lot more open than what Amazon is providing.
Oh, okay. So that's real interesting. I know I've had some experience, you know, developing apps to run on the platform as a service model. And being a developer, I've always been a little bit skittish about getting in and, you know, being responsible for configuring firewalls and networking and different things on a virtual machine. I have that choice now. So, you know, how have you been looking at these things and using them and found them to be, you know, I guess a better fit for what you want to do than what you found over at Amazon?
Yeah, and I think that's the same story for a lot of developers, Chris. Probably the biggest improvement that I see, the biggest advantage of using Azure's infrastructure as a service over the Amazon option is that with Amazon, you're limited to what's called the application machine image format. It's a proprietary Amazon format that basically describes a VM. It's the same thing as a VHD for Microsoft. The only problem is that the AMI format is not as widely accepted. So it's very difficult to, let's say, create an AMI locally, upload it to the cloud, and then use that, or pull it back down or run it locally. There's a lot of tools out there that you can use to convert back and forth. But one thing I really like about Microsoft's approach is that all of these virtual servers, all of these VMs that comprise infrastructure as a service are just plain vanilla VHDs. And that portability is a huge advantage. That means that I can create VHDs locally. I can use existing VHDs. I can upload those to the cloud. I can basically rubber stamp instances of those VHDs in the cloud. And then when I get those just the way I want them, I can download them back to my computer and run those VHDs locally. So that portability, in my opinion, with the IIS offering is a major advantage.
Yeah, I can see where that would be really valuable. If you spend a lot of time configuring a virtual machine to run exactly the way you want it to run with all the software that you need, maybe your company has some custom monitoring solution that needs to be in there. The last thing you want to do is set up 25 of these and have to do them all manually, right? Being able to set up one and treat it like a template for creating additional ones, that's a really, really powerful story.
That's absolutely right. And the platform as a service varies a lot from infrastructure as a service. Platform as a service, as I said a second ago, is where you create the applications locally on your machine. In Azure's case, it would be .NET applications. And you deploy those to the cloud. And then you let Azure worry about all the infrastructure, patching, remote access, everything that normally you would need an administrator to be concerned about. So for a lot of our clients and a lot of people that we work with, moving from the VM-based approach where we're in control of the bare metal to the PaaS approach or platform as a service approach makes a lot of sense, because now we don't have to be as concerned about all the nitty-gritty of the infrastructure. We can simply maintain that library of web roles and worker roles. I think that while Amazon has been a presence for a very long time, Azure has a great way, and I've been really impressed with this, of making the cloud a lot easier to get into for a developer who's uninitiated, especially with websites, mobile services, that sort of thing. They're kind of like a stepping stone to the cloud, whereas the IaaS approach is a much more bare metal, use it or lose it type approach.
Sure. Yeah, I've been real impressed with the work that Scott and the guys have done over on the Azure team to really make, I think what I've been saying is making Azure more accessible to people. You know, like you said, right, there's an entry point with Windows Azure websites that provides, some functionality that most of us that have have our own blog or, have a website for the kids' football team, that they're used to dealing with the hosted service. And then you can kind of move up from there. You can move over into infrastructure as a service. You can move up to platform as a service. So one of the other things I wanted to talk to you about is, since we're talking about platform as a service and infrastructure as a service, I think one of the things that Scott and the guys have done is really make Windows Azure more accessible through a bunch of different offerings. We talked about platform as a service, infrastructure as a service. They also have this great offering called Windows Azure Websites and a lot of other supporting services. But one interesting phenomenon I guess I've seen is that when we're talking to developers about adopting cloud technologies, they seem to gravitate first or to want to grab onto first this infrastructure as a service platform. I think they see it sort of as a security blanket of sorts where they can control the server, they feel like they're still in control of things, and that there's some sort of mind shift that has to happen to get them to a point where they're more trusting of the platform to be able to deploy their application in a PaaS environment and let the hosting at Windows Azure just sort of scale their application out for them. Have you experienced the same kind of security blanket idea for infrastructure as a service as opposed to just jumping in full force with platform as a service?
Yeah, I've seen a very similar behavior, and I think it's a two-part thing. I think the first thing is people. A lot of people are in my same shoes, where they've come from the Amazon Web Services world, and they're used to that experience, and that's what they expect from a cloud provider. So they're looking for an equivalent experience on Azure. So I think a lot of people jump in to that route immediately without realizing what else Azure has to offer. A second thing, and we all know this, I mean, it's a common thing in the development community, is the not invented here syndrome, I'm sure we've all heard about, where, you know, it's my application, I know my application, I need to control every single little facet of how my application works. And for a lot of cases, you know, that's true. When I was talking about the build, the online build system I was describing earlier, there were a lot of strange environmental things that we had to be concerned about. So in that case, infrastructure as a service made sense. We were doing a lot of, you know, kind of exotic things, so we needed to be very careful with that. But what I do see is that as developers start to learn about the platform as a service offerings, they're starting to migrate more that direction. And it's kind of a two-part thing. Really experienced developers with existing systems originally gravitate toward IaaS, while a lot of developers who are just getting introduced to Azure start with platform as a service because it's the most gradual route to using the cloud. And with platform as a service, I can still remote into the box that's running my application. So that also kind of adds to the security blanket. Sure. With software as a service, I am completely out of control. Where Microsoft is going to handle everything for me. And that's a big benefit for a lot of companies. I really like the websites feature where I can log in and I can say I want a WordPress site or I want an Orchard site, and it's all handled for me. But platform as a service kind of gives an interesting mix of the two where I still have some control, but I can let Microsoft handle the bulk of the responsibility for me.
Yeah, I think that's the key to the Microsoft offering right now. Is it's not an adopt the cloud or don't. There's a whole set of different things that you could opt into. I'm thinking too of Windows Azure Mobile Services, right? When you're using mobile services, it doesn't even necessarily dawn on the developer that there's a cloud back end behind all of these things.
Right.
You know, you have the services that you're talking to through an SDK. The fact that it's all hosted in Windows Azure with a SQL database back end. That the developer's focused on their app. And I think that...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that the choice is a key differentiator for us right now in terms of, you know, getting people interested in trying out the platform.
Absolutely. And one thing that's really surprised me about the way that Microsoft has approached the cloud platform is that they've really, really embraced things that would normally, you know, fall out of what I consider to be their comfort zone. I mean, we have full GitHub integration with web services, which is a huge deal to me because I use GitHub for everything. We have support for iOS and mobile services, which if someone would have told me that 6 months ago, I would have told them they were insane. But the fact that they've really brought the cloud to the developer, and on top of that, stepped up their own cloud-based offerings, because I noticed just a few days ago, that Microsoft released their Team Foundation service, which brings the same kind of source control support directly to the cloud. So, I mean, that's a big step forward, and I'm really glad to see Microsoft embracing other languages like PHP, Node.js, and other platforms in their API offerings.
Right.
I think it makes it a lot easier to bring new developers into the fold.
And don't forget, Windows Azure Virtual Machines also supports Linux and a couple of different distributions of Linux, where a couple of years ago, you know, we weren't supposed to even say the Linux word, I don't think. but now we've got first-class support in the portal and have worked out partnerships with a couple of different folks to provide, you know, Ubuntu Linux or SUSE Linux, and it's been an amazing transformation.
Something really interesting and kind of unforeseen as far as I'm concerned happened between Azure and Amazon, and that's that both of these providers have forced each other to really step up their game. because not too long ago, Amazon had no support for anything Microsoft, not .NET, not SQL Server, nothing to that effect. They had support for Linux. They had support for other platforms. And whenever Azure came out and we said, hey, we have SQL Azure now, we have platform as a service, we have infrastructure as a service, that forced them to compete more closely with what we're doing.
Well, it sounds like you've been on an interesting journey, and of course, we're absolutely pleased to have you over in Windows Azure land these days. Do you have any suggestions for folks who maybe want to get started with their own exploration of Windows Azure, maybe some things that helped you, or some references to upcoming events or other online resources to help them get started?
Absolutely. You can start at windowsazure.com. All the resources that you need are there. You can actually download all the SDKs from right there. The way that I got involved was through community involvement, and I just in general, I can't recommend community involvement enough to get plugged in with your local community. What I will say is coming up here on November 14th is Windows Azure Conf, which is going to be a live streaming event on Channel 9. It's going to feature a keynote from Microsoft's own Scott Guthrie, and they're going to have a bunch of developers on there also talking about how they're using Azure, best patterns, best practices. On top of that, if you're in the North Texas area, which Chris Koenig and I both are, we're both going to be participating in a panel discussion on November 20th that's going to basically cover all of the latest, greatest Microsoft technologies, including Microsoft Azure, Windows 8, Windows Phone, all the newest, coolest stuff with some great representatives from right here in the Metroplex. So my biggest recommendation is get plugged in with your local community and go that route to find out what more you can learn about it.
Yep, and if you don't already have a Windows Azure account, I've got a special deal for you. We'll have these links provided with the video and, of course, on my blog after this is all over. But you definitely want to go out and visit aka.ms/thecloud. Follow that link and you get access to a free 90-day trial of Windows Azure. You get access to all these services, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, Windows Azure websites, mobile services, all the stuff that we all talked about. You can get at all of those by starting your free 90-day trial at aka.ms/thecloud. Well, hey, Casey, thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon. Enjoyed talking with you.
Absolutely. You guys have a great rest of the week, and it was great talking to you.
Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next time on Dev Radio.